Father, we thank you for this morning. We give you praise. Thank you for the honor we have to be alive on the earth today in the name of Jesus. We thank you again for the opportunity that we have to gather around your word. Lord, I ask that you'd speak to us, cause the next few moments to be for life, for light, and for lift. Above all, let the lives of the people be changed and full of testimonies in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Well, good morning. It's an honor to be your spirit bringing God's word. I trust that you rested well. Now, I want you to know that there is a God that sees you, irrespective of what you're going through. God is not oblivious of what you are going through. There is no silence with God. There is no lack of mercy with God. The Bible says he is full. He's full of mercy. He's full of mercy. Today, I just want somebody to... What I want to bring to your attention is just cry out to the Lord for mercy. Cry out to the Lord for mercy. You know, just ask the Lord to have mercy. Show you his mercy. His mercy transforms lives. His mercy is a powerful system that makes things... that don't add up, you know, to happen. You know, just trust the Lord for the mercy of God. The Bible says concerning Isaac that he entreated the Lord. Or was it Isaac? Yes. He said he entreated the Lord for his wife. He entreated the Lord. That means he pleaded for God's mercy. Above your ability, you know, to stand by your rights, learn to just plead for the mercy of God. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on us. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise God. Well, again, let's look again into the word of God. Galatians 3 and verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles, and that we might receive the promise of the Spirit by faith. Now, Isaiah chapter 53, you know, the Bible says, he was wounded, but he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Now, that word chastisement is the punishment necessary. The punishment necessary is a legal conversation that is going on there. That is, when a man is to pay for a crime, there's a requisite punishment. From the moment that requirement is met, it becomes illegal to continue to punish him. Now, if you see these scriptures and you understand what I just said, you will understand why I say sickness is illegal. Sickness is illegal in your body for many reasons. Number one, it was not in the original plan of God for you. Number two, it is not good, and God is good. It's only good that he does. So that means it does not come from God. So you can reject it as the property of the devil. Number three, and which is where I am, is that you have been legally healed. Legally, you know, there is a way that somebody can be given entrance into a gathering, and the entrance is not legal. If that person is there, as long as he's there, he keeps looking over his shoulders. Listen to me, you don't have to look over your shoulders concerning sickness and disease. You can boldly reject it. The Bible says in Luke chapter 13 and verse 16, it says, ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, be healed? Ought not, meaning there is something that has happened that makes it proper for it to be healed. Exactly what I'm trying to say concerning the legality of your healing is that it is proper for you to be healed. It is the right thing. Sickness is an anomaly. It's not normal. And it is not legal. The day you begin to see it like that, something major has happened in your mindset. It's an illegality. So for every moment it is there, it is occupying a space that is not his, that is not his. It can be driven out. All right? I trust that bless you. Share God, let me the thought to bring you a word of faith and hope.